Well, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadila to Ustad. Ustad, 21 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. Today is the 9th of Sha'ban. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri. Wahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, the criterion. Verse number 52 is our point of reference today. Before I translate today's verse, there is a cross-reference, and Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. There is certain verses in the Noble Qur'an that will elaborate and explain this verse even better and more in detail. So chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, the enemies, Almighty Allah in the beginning, right number, verse number 1, chapter 33, verse 1 says, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Messenger, O Prophet Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, yuttaqillah, that fear Almighty Allah. So obviously Nabi alayhi salam is fearing Allah, so the message is for the humanity and posterity. وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. Never be obedient to the kuffar, the non-Muslims, and munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those fence-sitters, the people sit on the fence, they are committing a major offense, that they are the ones, when they are with the Muslims, through Muslims, they will say, we are with you. And when they are with the enemy, then they will say, they are with the enemy. So Almighty Allah warns us in various places regarding such people. وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, do not be obedient to the kuffar, the non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, whoever. وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ, and those people who have Muslim names, outwardly they are Muslim, they will even utter the words, but deep down in their hearts, you must remember that they have hatred for Islam. You can see the tenpot dictators in the Arab world, murtad, munafiqeen, and wada adahum, and leave all the harm they are causing Allah. So by all wada adahum, and leave them, watawakkal Allah, and place your trust in Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala will deal with them. So therefore we should know who our enemies are. Chapter 33, verse number 48. Now we come to today's lesson, chapter 25, Surah Furqan, and verse number 52. فَلَا تُطْعِ الْكَافِرِينَ. You, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never be obedient to the non-Muslim. You Muslim, Muslima, that male, female, who have iman, and the iman, the faith, the conviction is saturated in your heart. Never be obedient to the non-Muslim when you are trampling the laws of the Sharia and you have to go against the Islamic teaching. وَجَاهِدُهُمْ بِهِ. jihadan kabira, and wage a struggle against them, a very, very big struggle, a big war against them. So war, when you speak of jihad, the enemies today have understood it, that it means you must use your swords and so forth in the olden ages, and nowadays you must use your guns and your rockets and missiles and so forth. You need to understand what jihad really means. What we are doing now is also jihad. Remember that our brothers Mona Arafat, brother Junaid Khan, and brother Riaz Hussein coming in early, teaching the ummah. So mashallah, that is to educate the ummah is part of jihad. So jihad means to do any action, any speech to uplift Islam and to uplift the Muslims and to present Islam, remember, in its pristine purity, not being apologetic and not being compromising and, you know, being bootlicking the enemies and so forth. So first meaning of jihad is da'wat. We invite people towards Islam. It's right in the thick of battle, the month of Muharram and the year, 7th year after the Hijrah. One side are the Muslims, on the other side are the Yahud and the Jews. On that occasion, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addresses Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, who is known as Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. He defeated the Jews to a great extent, alhamdulillah. So he told him, the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa addressed Sayyidina Ali, Ya Ali, la'ayyahadiyallahu bika rajulan wahida. Your effort, one person from the non-Muslim, the Jews become Muslim, khairul laka min humurin na'am, is better for you than the red camels. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So that is jihad. Second jihad is that we propose and promote and advocate our truth, and we expose all the batil and falsehood and propaganda of the enemy. Third one, when the enemies come, they occupy our land, they steal our resources, they say you must erase our villages and so forth. So remember, in those cases, it's first compulsory that we must take up arms and ammunition, and then the battle and dies for death. You must remember that. And in Islam, we are not a nation that are reactive only. We are proactive. So on the battle of Khandaq, you must remember, after the battle of the trench, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, نَغْزُوهُمْ وَلَا يَغْزُونَنَا. We will wage offensive wars also, and we will have defensive wars also. We will not wait for the enemy. So today the whole war on terror is a war of terror against Islam and Muslims, initiated by America, the Jutlas, and remember Bush and Blair and all of them. They are the biggest terrorists and war criminals. So remember, today the whole world is saying the who are the real terrorists and the haramis and the swines, khinzirs of the world. Almighty Allah calls them khinzirs. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ. Allah made them monkeys and swines, the Jews. So Almighty Allah is showing the world. Let's give you news, views, interviews from what's happening in the world. Half the people in the world don't even know that yesterday Israel passed the bill of the death penalty. Death penalty for who? For the Palestinians. So if a Palestinian shoots up Israeli, so for him is death penalty. Can you believe that? So you must remember, that is 100% apartheid, and the worse than our apartheid regime we had in South Africa. Therefore, the only solution for occupied Palestine is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Look at this harami and swine, you must remember, Smotrich, you must remember. So what does he say? He say you must erase the whole of Hawara. Murder them, kill them, clean them up and everything. Therefore, the shekel has lost 7% of its value. United States, also their biggest ally, had to condemn Smotrich's statement and said, it is repugnant and it is disgusting, you must remember. And they told Bin Bibi that, Bibi, you better condemn this. I'm posing a question to the U.S. and your administration. You'll always speak with a forked tongue. Show us that you are a little bit fair. We know you're not fair. So show us at least you have some guts, you know. So why don't you say, Smotrich, you're not allowed in America and we will not issue a visa for you. And if the free visa, it is revoked and so forth and so on. So show us you are at least got some justice. You know who the real criminals are, who the real terrorists are. Israel is a terrorist apartheid Nazi regime. Remember that. Almighty Allah's curses on them. Just yesterday, I've been there 5 times, so I know exactly what they're talking about. Between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, Jutla fighting Jutla, one of the worst violence amongst the Jutlas and Jews themselves. Protesters between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, 11 of them were hospitalized, one of them had to undergo some operation and so forth. And then they were not finished with that. They went around, thousands of them, to the house of Bibi, and they said, you're not the prime minister of Israel, you are the crime minister of Israel. He's one of the biggest haramis. Remember this. And all these Arab countries who I'm naming now, Saudi Arabia, I speak of the leadership, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, then Bahrain, then Morocco, then Egypt and Jordan, all murtads, all traitors, all out of the fold of Islam. We need to be very clear. So Bibi now, he says these people are anarchists and they say they're causing mayhem and chaos. Now look at what he said. Bibi said the people who are fighting the government, objecting on the government, they are like the settlers who cause mayhem and chaos there in Hawara. Can you believe that? He's saying that they are just like them. Where the whole lot of haramis, remember this, every Gideon Levy said, everyone is a settler, and settlers are subhuman. Go read the writings of Gideon Levy and you will see it. A shame and a disgrace for the Jutlas throughout the whole world. Didn't I tell you what Quran says? Oh, Jutla, listen to me nicely. I'm telling you now, write down the date, 2nd of March, 2023. Each one of you, rather prepare now and take out your second passport. The time is nigh, the time is near. You will have to pack up and run from there. How the Ukrainians had to run from Kyiv and from other parts and so forth. Remember that millions are leaving and left already. Your time is coming. You will have to pack up. 75 years and now your slippery slope has started. So that is my advice to you, Jutla. Remember Tunisia, another murtad there, Said case. He said these Africans and all that are polluting our community. So remember, you know what that Smotrich, the terrorist, the harami said? He said, no, I was misquoted. Can you believe that? You must remember that. I didn't say you must erase Hawara and all that. We know what you said, you harami. So you must remember that Tunisia. So Said case, you must remember another murtad, another anti-Muslim and anti-Islam. These are the munafiqeen and murtads. So Nigeria is pulling out its citizens and telling them to come back to Nigeria. Listen, how Sunak. Sunak, there's no food in your country, but you want to impose things upon the Muslims. LGBT is being forced upon the Muslim schools and British schools. So you must remember, the Muslims in the British schools, they must learn about lesbian, they must know about gay business, and they impose it. Tell them, go to hell, man. You must remember that. You must tell them that we're going to go and form our own schools. Where's the freedom of religion? Otherwise, don't send your schools in town. But the Muslims today, South Africa, Britain, America, they love the certificates. You must remember that. Sometimes they will sell the iman for the lousy certificate of school and of university. Bakhmut is already on the verge of falling to the Russians. Russians giving them a good thrashing. Putin, big harami, but we like him. Give them more. Give them, put them more and put more stick for them, oh Putin. Turkey, Erdogan announced elections will take place, say, on the May 14th. Iran, big problems there. More than 100 girls already poisoned in their schools, girls' schools, and they expelled 2 German diplomats. That's good, they must do that. So you must remember those whiteys were the white hegemony. You see what Mali did. They fixed up France and said, you and your army, you get out from here. So now Macron is coming with a begging bowl. No, Africa, we will treat you with respect and humility. We want to do business. You must never ever fall for the white hegemony. And you see, Belarus and China, these are the 2 biggest allies of Putin and Russia. So they telling the world, we want peace, we want... You know how these politicians speak. Outside, they will tell the world, we want peace. But inside, they're telling Putin, you carrying on. We need to show these guys and give them a good lesson. Prince Harry. Harry is in big trouble with his father, King Charles. Charles, chameleon, is now telling him what to do. A real chameleon she is. He broke his marriage with Diana. And now, said Prince Harry, he got his marching orders. You and your Meghan and Masala, you get out from here. They kicked him out, remember, and he has to vacate from there. India is hosting the G20, but all these ministers and a waste of time, they can't reach no decision against Russia because India itself is neutral. And India knows how to place its cards. It's buying oil, buying wheat, buying this, buying that from Russia. And Greece, big problems there. The train crash, people are protesting. Argentina is following South Africa. No power. We must remember to half the country. So now they have big, big challenges in Buenos Aires and so forth. Local news, ESCOM is 100 years old. And the last 15 years, they are in Sakarat. You understood? So they're on the verge of dying. And therefore, they brought a Muslim. There, they brought a Muslim for the final rites, for the Janaza Salat. They said, Muslim, you take over ESCOM and see what you can do now and read the final Janaza and bury them. So, you know, that is our South Africa. What a disaster the last 30 years and destroyed by the government and ESCOM. How can a country function without power and so forth? Yesterday, Salat, I met here the Khanka, one person. He say we are down 10 hours, we don't have electricity. How can we run our businesses and so forth? Absolute disaster. Allah alone have mercy on us. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, include us in your special mercy. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. And inshallah, today, 8:30 to 9, will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mona Zaid. 11 to 12, inshallah, we will discuss today in our fiqh program, 15 night of Shaban, and related issues. And inshallah, today, between 1 and 1:30, we will complete and conclude Surah Alam Nashrah with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Oh beloved Allah, accept us for your deen, for your pleasure, Ya Allah.
Ustad, am I allowed to read Quran while listening to Markaz Sahaba? And also, my husband and I are leaving to go to Al-Aqsa tomorrow, inshallah. Is there any special dua we read upon arrival or when we are there? Is it the same like visiting Masjid al-Nabawi, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, when you are reading Quran, then you should not be listening to radio. When you are listening to radio, then you should not be reading Quran. So you must have a timetable. You know these are the programs you want to listen to, like for example now, so don't read Quran Sharif. And remember, Quran is Kalamullah, the Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. That those people, we gave them the Quran Sharif. Sharif. You must read it according to the rites that is necessary for it. So you can't be giving it your divided attention. It must be undivided attention, so that you're not reading a book or a journal or a magazine or newspaper or something. Regarding Aqsa, very good. Whenever people tell me they're going Aqsa, very good. You don't have to worry nothing about the jutlas. You read 2 rakat salat, you give out charity, and you read one ayat. You must just read Surah 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers and troublemakers. And the ayat was revealed for the people in Palestine, occupied Palestine, the gay community in Sodom and Gomorrah, in the time of Lut alayhi salam. Lot, he read this verse, chapter 29, verse 30, and then the punishment came. Not rain, water came. It rained stones upon them, and then it became the lowest portion as far as altitude goes. The Dead Sea is there. These are all the remnants and relics. Make sure when they interrogate you, you speak the truth. The Israelis, they got your whole history before you land there. And keep your passport with you all the time, and make sure the jutlas don't stamp your passport. They must stamp that piece of paper, because sometimes you can have problem when you go to other countries. So nothing to worry about. You go and read your salat in Aqsa, and especially Jummah salat. So what is tomorrow? How can you be leaving tomorrow? That's a crazy plan you've made. So you'll never make it for Jummah. You must remember that. You should have left today. You must remember that, so that you can make it for Jummah. Any person who goes to Aqsa, always plan your itinerary and your trip that you will make Jummah at Aqsa, unless you're going to stay there for 1 week and then next week you will be there. Otherwise, it's poor planning on your side and on your agent's side.
I see Carl says that why doesn't Iran fear any other country? Very strange, AK Ustad.
Iran are haramis. You must remember that when we speak of Iran. Let me give you a history of Iran, my brother, because you don't know, Carl. In the year, I'll use Gregorian calendar so it make it easy for you. Write it down, Carl. In the year 640, Gregorian calendar, the second successor of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First successor was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Second successor was Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. During his time, when he ruled the Ummah for more than 10 years, Ummah means the international community. So remember, Iran was conquered, Iraq was conquered, all that around 640, right? And it will remain a Sunni country till 1500. Then you must remember Ismail Safavi came, Pakka Shia, and then he played like a role that I'm a very pious person. You know, people are very, very, you know, simple Simon. So for real, they thought he's a pious person. From 1501, Iran became a Shia country. So now we are in 2023. So you look at the past 520 years, plus minus, so it is Shias. And Shias' aim is to destroy the Sunnis. Go look at what Iran has done. They are Persians. And it's nothing to do with Islamic revolution. It's a Persian revolution. They took over Lebanon, Hizbush Shaitan, they called themselves Hezbollah. They took over Syria, Bashar Assad, 100% Kuffar. They took over, you must remember, Iraq. So 100% sure this thing, it was Sunni country under Saddam Hussein. And Rahimahullah, Allah gives Saddam Hussein Jannatul Firdaus. He died as a president, a shaheed, and he died as a Sunni. We make dua for him. And remember, now they took over Yemen and so forth. So that is what their aim and target is. They play the double game, and America, it suits America fine. America will come to the Saudis and the Arabs and tell them, you better buy more arms from us, otherwise Iran is going to attack you. And then they cut deals with Iran. You must do this, do must do. It's all saber rattling. Why America never attacks Iran directly? Why Israel never attacks Iran directly? They will attack them in Iraq. They will attack them in Syria. Direct attack they won't. Why Iran won't be attacked by Israel or by America? You can't be such a simple person, Karl. So you need to read the book of Karl Marx and them to understand who the real haramis are. And if you don't know what harami means, it means a big B. That's what it means, my brother Karl. So Shias were, their father was a Jew, and their founder was a Jew, and his name was Abdullah bin Sabah, and this is written in their own book, Rijalul Kashi. So they are worse enemies of Muslims than even the Jews and Christians. As mentioned by Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in his fatawa and verdicts.
Karl says, well said, very true, Ustad. I did not know, Ustad, Karl.
Karl, we know what you know and what you don't know. We got some jinnats here, my brother.
I see, brother Rayyan is very upset. He says, my name is Rayyan. Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Sahab. I mean, as a businessman, I am fed up. But strange, Mufti Sahab, when the government needs money, they come to us as businessmen. Mufti Sahab, South Africa is finished. And they not worry about it. Rayyan, Ustad.
Rayyan, do you know the meaning of your name, my brother Rayyan? You should be fasting next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you will enter La Yadkhuluhu Illa Sa'imun. None will enter through Babur Rayyan, the door that will quench the thirst. And that portion of Jannah, once you enter it, you will never feel thirsty again. So Rayyan means to quench the thirst. So now, my brothers, South Africa, we had it too good, too long. But you voted for them, right, Rayyan? Be honest with me, did you vote for them or not in 94, 98 or whenever, 99? 99 it was, the next one, 94, 99. Did you vote? 100% you voted for them. You see, there's no head to business. I never ever voted for them and I'm very happy about it. So you Muslims, you don't think, you know. So now you go and vote for them, and then when they come, you bring them to your Eidgahs, you bring them to your mosque. What a disgrace and shame. Shameless people do this. Haramis, you know, invite this haramis. You must remember this type of things here. So they can pollute our sacred places and so forth. So you must remember, when we carry on with bootlicking, then that is what happens. You must remember that. We as Muslims supposed to be ambassadors of Islam. But we involve in corruption like you can't believe. So you want a tender. So what you do? You know what happens, Rayyan. You know exactly what I'm talking about and so forth. So وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, it's because of your own deeds and your own actions. Think of that problem properly, my brother Rayyan.
I see Sebastian says, why is Egypt considered so important in the Arab world? And how did it earn that position to start?
Remember, Egypt is important from time of Moses, peace be upon him. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was an African, and he was dark in complexion with sheepish hair. His name Ismigrami is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran, so you must remember that. So in a case like this, you must be clear on these issues here, that when we say Egypt, Misr, so Allah made it so important. Allah said, Udkhulu Misra insha'Allah aminin. Allah speaks of Joseph and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. All that happened, Jacob, his father, Yaqub alayhi salam, all happened in Egypt, how they reconciled and everything, the family, and Moses and the Pharaoh, Harun, Aaron and the Pharaoh. So it has a strategic place in every religion, the exodus of the Israelites and so forth. So all that took place there, my brother, and it is the largest Arab country. Then let me give you a history you don't know, my brother. So you must remember, in Islam, you know, that 20 years after the Hijrah, so after the migration, so when the Prophet, peace be upon him, passed away, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so it was 632. So another 10 years, so 642 around there. So Gregorian calendar, so we speak about about that. Egypt was conquered by Amr bin As on the 1st of Ramadan. So more than 1422 years has passed now. So remember from them, from the time that Egypt became a Muslim country, Islamic country, and they have the greatest reciters of the Noble Quran till today. Whether we like it or we don't like it, you must remember that they read Quran the best in the world. And remember this, their politics stinks, you must remember that from the time of Gamal Abdel Nasser, and then you must remember that Husni Mubarak, Anwar Sadat, who made peace with Israel in 79 and so forth, and thereafter you had Husni Mubarak, and you got Sisi, a whole lot of them sell out, you must remember that. We have nothing to say good about them, and remember that per people like now, the current leadership, we don't even consider them to be Muslim.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that, Assalamu alaikum, I am in Umrah. Wanted to know when making sa'i, can we take a break in between? Like after the fourth time, sit and start after 15 minutes or so, Ustad.
You're tired, now you want to retire. So therefore, they put zamzam all day around for you. So very good, no problem. One mistake you, the Ummah, are making, and the Saudis are responsible for this big mess. So now they have put so many chairs in Masjid Nabawi, so many chairs in Makkah Mukarramah. Now they got those electric chairs and all of that. People don't want to walk in Safa Marwa. They just want to go on the electric chairs. If you are old and you are sickly, then it's a different thing. You must remember that. But for people like me and you who are able, capable, so for you to go in the electric car, in the wheelchair, is not permissible. And that sa'i is not valid and is not done. Your umrah is not done also. We need to be clear on these type of issues. And that umrah is not valid when you are able, capable, and you just go, let me go merry-go-round. You see, electric chair. Just pay 100 riyals or whatever it is nowadays. So when I was there that time, it was 50 riyal, 100 riyal, whatever it is. And now you people just go. So that's not permissible. We must be clear. So you take your time, you walk, you stop, you walk, you stop. Fine, no problem. All is acceptable, brother, sister. Another issue you should know, for tawaf, wudu is compulsory. And for tawaf. But for sa'i, now you're going to walk up and down, up and down. You start at Safa, end at Marwa. So you must remember in a case like that, that what will happen, wudu is not compulsory. We're not saying you must go and pollute the place. We are saying if your wudu breaks, you just continue in Safa Marwa. So that is fine and permissible.
So Ustad, can I sell my goods at a flea market? I am in full parda and I need the money to look after my kids, Ustad.
Totally haram. Woman's place is at home. Whether Muslim woman like or don't like, Quran is clear on these issues. Yeah, Surah 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ Woman, Muslim woman, you must stay at home. Everything outside, the men must do. Everything inside, you the woman must do. This Jamiat Ulama, Natal, they had a good article regarding women. Inshallah, I'll send it out. A woman and university. And you must listen and read that whole letter. I'll send it out today, inshallah. I'll send it to you, Ma Arafat. You must send it out. From Jamiat Ulama, Natal. Very good what they wrote, what the one lady wrote there about becoming a professional and so forth, and what happens, how you have to compromise and so forth. So you, sister, you got no income, sit at home. You got children, there are 1,000,000,000 people have to pay zakat, so you let them pay you zakat, and now you want to go flea market, and then you will interact with so many men and all that, since when all that is permissible? So all that is haram and your income is tainted also. Sister, stay at home, protect your honor and dignity. Islam has said people must give you zakat. That is what Islam teaches, where a lady has children and does not have jewelry and income.
I see Dylan says that, morning AK, is there a war imminent between Jordan and Israel after the remarks of King Abdullah Ustad.
You must remember that Israel is a superpower there because they are backed up by Europe, by UK, and by Germany, France, all of them, and most by America. So they on their own, they're good for nothing. Remember that. And remember that Jordan is a satellite state. Jordan hardly has Jordanians there. If you take Jordan's population, there are more Palestinians there than Jordanians. So remember that now. Why is he worried? Because you must remember that they're supposed to be the custodians of Masjid al-Aqsa and what the Jutlas and Haramis call Temple Mount. You must remember that. So that is why he's worried. He might lose all that as well. Otherwise, they got no interest in Islam and all that. They just use Islam for their own ulterior motives and hidden agenda. They got all these kings here, what you think? Saudi Arabia king, Crown Prince Murtad bin Shaitan, King of Jordan, King of Morocco, King of Bahrain. They got Islam. They all Murtads and Ghaddars and traitors to Islam they are. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. And may Almighty Allah destroy the apartheid Nazi and Jewish entity called Israel in our lifetime. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah.